And welcome to Behind the Scenes for a very special script. I am here with Aloe Vera Honey.
Hi, I'm Allie, Aloe Vera Honey.
And Dulcet Delirium, otherwise known as Tom.
Hi, it's me. I'm Tom. Hello. I'm a big dork in real life.
So, some of you may know, we've done a couple of projects together, and we've become pretty good friends. And in the process of doing that, we happen to be chatting on Discord one day, and turns out that Tom and I are both car guys, right? Uh-huh. So that was pretty cool. So we started talking cars and discussing them and what I drive and have driven. And, you know, we've both done a little bit of racing. And Tom had a really interesting idea.
Yeah, it did. So originally it was me just kind of being like, yeah, I did like a car audio way back when, before my hiatus, and I want to continue that eventually with a racing audio. And Priest was like, ooh, that sounds really cool. And then at some point during that conversation, we were like, you know what? Let's turn this into a collab, since like we're both car dudes. We got fast cars. We know what racing is like. So like, yep. You know what? Might as well.
Yeah, there's not a lot of people that, you know, actually do racing. I mean, most people's introduction to it is probably from Fast and the Furious, which isn't very realistic, shall we say.
Yeah, it's not what autocross is actually like. So
no, like. No. And there's a few kinds of racing. I mean, you've got obviously drag racing. Most people kind of understand as street drags make sense. That's not something I do nor recommend, but people do it. And then you've got autocrossing, which is usually in a large parking lot or something like that. And you'll set up cones and then you'll have a kind of a defined track, right? Mm-hmm. And so you're racing for time. And those are pretty common. They're done across the world, actually, really common in Europe and places where your land is small. And then you've got full track racing where you've got a designated track and it's usually a little longer. Now, I've done both autocrossing and actually a lot of track racing in a couple of cars. And you've done mostly autocross, right, Tom?
Yeah, it's been autocross. I want to eventually get into Gymkhana. That's kind of the bread and butter. I mean, I drive a Subaru, like I got a WRX. So like eventually I want to do rally and rallycross, but
right.
I gotta get the car set up for that first. Probably going to have to get an actual manual because right now it's a CVT because I do have to daily it sometimes.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to race it in that.
No, you wouldn't. It's like a half second difference for 0 to 60, but like I'd rather have like a proper manual for things sure. like that.
All right. So we were ticking around that and said, hey, a car audio would be fun. Let's do an MMF, like Tom said. So we were talking about racing, and Allie, you came along and said you were kind of a racing fan too.
Sure. I know nothing about racing. I am big race fan. I know so much about racing. Yeah. Woo!
Oh my God.
The reality is that I just really love Fast and Furious. So there you go. That's my like Chris says, most people's introduction to racing is Fast and Furious, and I'm like, yep, that's me.
So as some of you know, Allie's written some stuff for me. She's written some stuff for Tom, and we've performed several scripts with her. So we have kind of a good working relationship, I would like to think, right?
Yeah. Me and Priest actually met by filling the same script from Allie.
Yes, which was very I'd like to say it was very surprising still to me, because like I didn't think anyone would fill this script, and mm-hmm. then like Tom just kind of shot one out at me, and I was like, oh, and then Priest was like, yeah, I'm gonna fill this script, Allie. I'm gonna make it so hot, so nice. And then sends me like a million previews of it, and I was like, wow, it's exactly as you said, Priest. And I just yeah, and then I just love that. Tom had posted his script, Phil, and I was like just screaming about it to Priest, and then Priest goes and he listens to the Phil, and then he actually, you know, like I said, men loving men, just right. reaches out to Tom and gives him like wonderful compliments, and I was crying in the comments because I was like, this is so nice, more male performers need to support each other. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so
that's true. That's really very nice true
after I saw
Priest all bond together.
Yeah. After I saw Priest's comment on my initial audio, because I think I got to it first. I don't quite remember at this point.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm a little slower. Oh, yeah, you were.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got to it first, and Priest dropped a little comment and was like, this is pretty good. And I was like, oh, thanks, dude. I don't know who you are, but thank you. And but the thing is, I had seen Priest, like, kind of floating around ever since, even before my hiatus. So, like, I was like, I feel like he's going to fill this script. And so I kept an eye out for it. And lo and behold, he fills it, and it's spectacular. And so I was like, I'm not the intended audience, but this is great. So I got to comment on this. And so I'm trawling through Priest's profile, and I'm like, oh, this guy does a lot of collabs. Maybe he'll do a collab with me. That sounds really cool. And so I reach out to him on, like, Reddit messages. I'm like, hey, I think you're really cool. Can we collab? I think I was a little more succinct than that, but...
Yeah, and then we started talking on Discord, and then it was pretty cool because we had a lot of things in common and we had good energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty cool. I thought I enjoyed it. I love chatting with you guys.
Such a softy, big
I know. Well, I don't know. I don't know about that, but no, I completely agree with what you're saying. I wish there was a lot more support because, you know, I've had the chance to work with a number of female writers and performers, and the women seem to kind of have each other's back, but amongst the men, boy, that is not the case, right? Just, it's really not.
It doesn't feel that way, though. Like, more people need to love each other. Honestly, it just, that's really the big sign here. It's that more people should just love each other. Like, we're all doing the same thing, right? We're all trying to get people to get off, so.
What were you saying, Tom? I think you're lost in there.
No, I wasn't saying anything. I was just agreeing.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so yeah, I try to be for those guys that I know and work with, I try and be supportive. And so anyway, we got the chance to kind of meet and we were discussing this on Discord. And then Allie was kind enough to say, well, y'all want me to write something?
And now we're here.
And yeah, well, yeah.
Well, that is actually what happened. What happened was that you DM'd me and you were like, hey, so Tom and I are talking. And I was like, oh my God, two men talking to me? Okay. And you were like, yeah, you know, we were thinking about doing a collab together. And I was like, oh my God, a collab with two hot men? Oh my God. And then Priest was like, so Allie, would you like to write the script for it? I was like, what? I was so floored by this just like request. And I just was like staring at my phone. And I was like, I mean, yeah, I guess I could write it. You know? I mean, if two really, really hot guys want me to write a script for them, I mean, I guess I can do that.
Oh my God. And I think Priest came back to me and was like, okay, so this is how we're going to do this. Allie's going to write this script and it's going to be great. And I think I was wasted at the time.
You were. You were like, okay, dude, don't answer it. Don't ask me any more questions. I'm totally stoned. But well, cool, man.
Okay. First of all, I don't smoke weed, so I was not stoned.
Well, whatever it was.
I was really drunk, I think is what it was. I think I was absolutely fucking hammered.
Right.
But I remember that, and then I woke up to being in a group chat, and there's a little message in that group chat that's like, oh, Tom will probably be here in a little bit. He's probably hungover as hell. Which I was. Absolutely was. That was honestly the worst hangover I've ever had in my life. God.
Sorry, dude.
No, it's fine. I mean, it was a kind of a rough little patch. So, like,
well, and you know, you never know what time zone people are in. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, because I didn't. Eastern.
I didn't know till later what time zone you were even in, right? So, and I know Allie and I are in close time zones, which I don't find a lot of people that are. So, you know, we're sometimes up at all kinds of hours.
A lot of East Coasters.
It is interesting, right? I mean, you look at the population break, and yet GWA in particular is predominantly East Coast people. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really interesting. I've only run into a few West Coasters at this point, you know?
Yeah, I feel like most of the people I, like, routinely talk to are West Coasters.
Well, it's rare. I'm just saying. There's not nearly... I don't know why. It's just weird to me. There's just not nearly as much. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So let's talk about...
East Coast is just kind of fucking horny. Who knows?
So when Allie came on and Tom came on, even though he was not feeling too hot, we started talking about the script and how to do it and et cetera. So Allie, what do you remember about that?
So I all I knew was that I was writing a racing script, and then I went, okay, so mentor, apprentice, archetype. Nice. I like it. Yep. I like the older man nurtures the younger man, and then they both fuck me. That's fantastic. Great idea, Allie. Let's put it into fruition, right? So I sat down and I asked them, okay, does this sound good? You know, like Tom is going to take multiple jabs at Priest, and it's going to be funny because it's like banter and all that stuff. And you guys were very down asshole. For it. Yeah. And you guys were very down for it. So I was like, all right, so she's going to win the race, and then she's going to fuck both of you. That's the premise. And then I wrote the script.
you didn't tell us about her winning the race. You just said she would tease us, and then you'd eventually get both of her. You never really told us how that came about till we got a read of the script.
Yeah, but that's true.
What I do remember is you said, car sex is hot, right?
Yes, I was like, because we were doing a racing theme, that of course there has to be car sex. And then I think, Priest, you said, what did you say?
Car sex sucks, for real.
It do. Can confirm.
Yes. Yep, exactly. That's what Tom said. Yep, can confirm. We were both like, no, we're not doing car sex. It sucks.
The other thing with car sex is that it's something that can only really be done like almost solo. Like you can't you can't share a person in the backseat of the car.
You can't share a person.
I can't. Nope. Believe me when I say you cannot fit three people in the backseat of a WRX.
Oh my god.
But then, so essentially Priest was like, car sex sucks, but on the hood of a car, now that's another story. And I was like, well, this is the story I'm going to write then. And there you go.
true story. Been there, done both. So yeah, that one works out much better.
I'm still looking for someone to rail over the hood of my car. But, you know, we'll get there eventually, right?
No rush.
I just don't know like the logistics of it, because it's like, you probably have to do it like in your own garage or something. Like you can't really do that in public.
You've never done public sex, Allie? So Allie's never done public sex, like in a park at night. Abandoned road.
Wow, he's really just outing me right now. No, I've never had public sex, Priest.
Okay, all right.
I like to be very private with my with my escapades. Thank you very much.
I have banged people all over the city at this point. Like it's a little obscene some of the places, but you know, it's fine.
See, Tom has already done it for me. See, it's like he's
Allie
done
can
enough.
Live vicariously through me.
Exactly. I don't need to do it. I got Tom for it, you know?
You know, I am old enough just thinking about this. I remember when like dragging Main Street or, you know, whatever, a street in your city was common, you know, particularly in the Midwest and in some areas in the West. And I guess it's still done a little bit today, but police mostly crack down on it in most places now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, when I was younger and, you know, was within the whole dating world, a buddy of mine, I would go down and drag this particular street in the larger town near where we lived. And of course, sooner or later, there was nothing going on. And, you know, we didn't have a cool enough car to pick up chicks or anything, even though we kept trying. But we knew where people would go park because we live in a more mountainous area. So there was a park up in the mountains in the mouth of a canyon, and people would go up there and make out. And we were total dicks. So we had our flashlights. God. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we had a van, too. So it was.
Oh, boy.
This was like a 3/4 size van, not like before minivans, right? So we would drive up there. And we would just totally turn our lights and look at which cars were all fogged up.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Anyway, yeah, that was our Saturday nights more than a few times, disrupting kids making out in their cars.
Hell yeah!
I think I would be very like freaked out. I'd be like, oh my god!
If you put the lights on it and you saw the car moving around, you knew exactly what was happening. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Yeah, at that point, you just have to kind of hope it's not the cops who have found you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, God.
Yep. I've had the reverse happen too, though. But yeah.
Oh my God. Wait, what is that story, priest? How are you not going to tell us the story of the reverse?
Oh, that's a much longer story, but just say Tom is right that three people can't really touch each other properly in almost any vehicle. So, yeah.
Oh my God.
Anyway, so back to the audio. So
priest is like, please don't get derailed. Please don't. Oh, we've already done it.
So it's all good. So I just feel bad for the poor listeners. They're going to be like, these stupid people, you know, going on for longer than the damn audio already.
Oh, my God. Well, it's true. Have you listened to our podcast? Like, priest, when we have you on the podcast.
Yeah.
It's going to be like 3 hours. Like, it's
okay. Hey, you know I love you and Tom. We can totally make out for 3 hours, kids.
Hell yeah.
I would love that. Please. Like, the 40-minute long audio wasn't enough. Like, I need...
So, for those of you that can't tell, we enjoy talking to each other. This is how it is. So,
yeah.
Anyway, so, yeah, Allie wrote the script, and I didn't know exactly what it was. She didn't tell us the whole premise till later, but we got it. We enjoyed it. That was cool. I know I made a few very minor word changes to my lines, and I think Tom, you did the same.
Yeah. The biggest thing we had to figure out was both me and Priest looked at it and we're like, this is not how racing works. So
sorry. Yeah. I have no racing experience. So I was like, I don't really know how to fit in this race. So I'm just gonna write it how I think races look.
Yeah. You did a pretty decent job. We did little things, little changes.
Yeah. Yeah, like there's some terminology. And if you're not familiar with racing, you may not pick up on it. But there's certain things Tom and I say in the kind of radio first section that are specific from races about basically marks. And I mean, I didn't get into technical stuff like apexing turns and blah, blah, blah. But the idea is we kind of talked through a little bit of that, but then we had to condense it. And even then, I think that whole section is still like 4 or 5 minutes or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not a lot, but
no,
but it was very enjoyable.
So then came the cool part is we got on, and for those that don't know, this was a live recording.
Yeah,
right?
Baby.
So just like we're doing right here, we're doing it live. So the jokes, the interplay, the jabs, all of the humor stuff was done in real time, just like this.
Mm-hmm. So all of Priest's reactions to me being an asshole, all of that is like, that's genuine.
Yep. Well, except we had to pull out the laughter in between, I think.
Yeah, there were a couple of times where we had to stop.
So I will confess that I made one major error when we were doing it, though, because we would have a line, and once we got into the sex bits, I've done a few of these, but it's always less clear sometimes to me. And so we got into a part where we're both supposed to be doing certain things to the listener. And so we're both going, mm-hmm. And finally, after several minutes, Tom's like, dude, you missed your line. And I'm like, shit. You know?
Yeah,
it was really funny because so I was on the call, right? Because obviously two men wanting to fuck me. How could I not be on call? Anyway,
she was our producer.
Yes.
That's right.
I was there, right? And I was like reading over the script and I was like, oh, shit, Priest missed his line. And like we were all looking at the same Google Doc. So I like in all caps went, Priest, the line, look at your line, the line. Oh, my God. But he's just like, oh, yes.
It's true.
And I just,
it's true.
Like halfway through the recording, I think I just cut in and I was like, Priest, you didn't say your line. And we just redid that whole section.
Well, no, we wouldn't redo it. Tom and I were both uns out by that point. So I think we had to take a break and a drink.
Yeah, I needed a second because, oh my God, my mouth was so dry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, so that was my bad. So obviously you don't see that in the final product, right? We clean all that up. So
post-product.
Post-production, that's right. So the other thing that I wanted to mention so that the listeners know is Allie actually had the first draft of the editing, And I appreciate that very much. Aww. She pulled out all the airs and cleaned it up, and she did a very good job.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I tried really hard to put some effort into this. And the priest did all the editing besides, you know, I just did the raw, like I just got all the raw data and then like made it one thing so that he could edit it easier.
Mom,
you were there and your presence was a present. Okay.
That's right.
Thank you.
It was beautiful. So the other thing that the listeners should know is part of what we decided to do is Tom and I discussed this, is there was not any place to record kind of a race and have it be even vaguely realistic.
What I could have done maybe was pulled out all my dudes and had us go up to the track, but like I don't know that I would have been able to rally all of them. Plus, I don't necessarily have like the best recording apparatus for like ambient stuff, and even then I'm not entirely sure that I would have been able to get the sounds of the other cars anyway. So
yeah. Well, and you've got outdoor issues and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And I have some GoPro video from actual track days that I've been at. But again, for those of you who've never been in a race car at speed, like especially when I get up over about 140 on the front straight. Oh, it's loud as hell. And it's just the car just rattles. And that's about all you hear, right? is the wind noise and stuff. Anyway, so I'm like, well, I can't really use that either, because she's kind of right, the street race where there should be like tire squeals, which you shouldn't have in racing, by the way.
No.
And other stuff. And like, yeah, spinning ain't winning, as they say. Mm-hmm. And other stuff like that. So but for a condensed sound effect, like you need that stuff to convey turns and whatnot. So what and this is what took so long. So again, I apologize to Allie and Tom for this part, but
baby, never apologize. It is the full product. It is 40 minutes of pure bliss. There's nothing to apologize for. I'm gonna listen to this audio for the rest of my life, you know?
So I, for those of you that don't know, I have a fairly nice, really new sports car that's super limited edition, hard to get. And for those of you that know what the motor is, you can figure it out because it's recorded. I record it in high def in some places on the first start.
I also just heard art of it for this particular collab.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. I will look forward to that and we'll post it all up.
Yeah.
So it took me a while to have the right like weather conditions, because I live in an area where it's, you know, kind of turned bad and I've already had snow and stuff like that. And temperature is an issue anytime you're in a performance car. Anyway, I had to have, you know, things right with my personal life, professional life, to have a day to go deal with this. So
the stars had to align.
They did. So it took a few weeks, actually, unfortunately. But I took my nice recorder. I went down to an area that is they use for an SCCA track, and it was open, which is it's actually a private parking lot, large parking lot. And the guys were looking at me strange, but that's okay. So I went in there and put all my car in race mode and then launched the SOB. And you'll hear it launch three times in the audio in various sections. The first one, the window's open, so there's a lot of wind noise. And then the mic went flying to the side. So anyway, from my perspective, there's a lot of screw-ups, but I cut and edited it down enough to work. But now, so here's the funny part. The area that I was in is actually near a county. It's on a county fairgrounds, actually. I shouldn't say it's private. It's county, right? That the SCCA uses. And so you could see where the track was. But it's right next to the DMV building.
Oh my God. So
literally, the DMV parking is 10 feet away from the edge of this parking lot, because it's on, again, county property. And the county jail is just the other side of it. So as I'm taking my first launch and spin, I look and there's a drive up line at the DMV and they are all fucking staring at me. as I am, because there's, it's not in the audio, but I actually did some drifting on the car, which is noisy when you do that, because you're spinning the tires. And you guys heard the raw, it's not in the finished product, but I'm sitting here drifting around going, you know, with this big V8 motor, you know, anyway. So yeah. And I looked over and I'm like, all these people at DMV are staring at me. And then as I came to stop in one place, I looked and I'm like, oh, there was guys outside doing yard work at the jail. And they are just sitting on their little, you know, yard instruments, just watching through the fence. So anyway, yeah, I ended up with quite an audience by the time I was done doing all the driving around. To me, it felt like forever because I was stressed because people were watching me. The workers then started driving around and I didn't know if I was supposed to be there. And anyway, so I got done. And when I shut off, it had only been like 6.5 minutes. But for me, it felt like it had been there an hour. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I haven't raced like that in a while. So my adrenaline's up and I've never had this car out and pushed it hard. And it was still kind of a cold day. So yeah, a lot of tire squealing and stuff. Not much of it's in the final audio, except I assume people have listened to it who are listening to this, but except Tom's little kind of crash deal.
Yeah.
So, but I think it sounds pretty good when you listen to it. So that part at least.
Thank
so
you for
anyway,
taking the effort to do all of that for us, Priest. Honestly, it is so worth it. Thank you for making your own fucking sound ambiance. Like, wow.
I appreciate not having to shred my own tires. So.
Yes. Yes. It's just, you know, it's incredible because, you know, I don't think people give Priest enough credit. Let me fangirl over Priest real quick. He put so much fucking effort into his audios. Ladies and men who are listening, y'all gotta appreciate this man. He literally waited a month just for the right conditions to make 6 minutes of ambiance. Okay? Like, that's dedication. Y'all gotta, love him for it.
Yeah, in a near $100,000 car.
Yes, exactly.
casually flexing, and then I'm like, I have a WRX. Like, I think I'm cool.
That's all good. It's all good. I like to share. So anyway, so we hope you enjoy that part of the audio and the rest of it. I actually previewed this for somebody IRL, and they've heard all my work from the beginning. And I have never heard somebody laugh so much at the joke. So I just wanted to say, Allie, I appreciate the sense of humor combined with then what turns into fun between the two characters. You did a really good job. And I think you know, we talked about this, and obviously you wrote it knowing Tom and you wrote it knowing me a little bit. So like you wrote it for the personalities. And so I think it comes off really well. So thank you.
It was really easy to fall into that character. Like, typically, I'm not that much of an asshole in real life. But also, I need to go back and re-listen to it once it's completely posted and ready, because I want to keep a tally of the number of times I say fuck in this audio.
Yeah, I wrote a lot of fucks for Tom. I guess that's just how much I want to fuck. I don't know. I don't know. I was like, apprentice character must say the word fuck in a ridiculous amount of times.
I think there's one line where it's fuck, 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 oh, fuck. I think there's one line that's about like that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yes. There's definitely at least one line where that's a string of cursing. Like,
but Priest, oh my God, I'm really touched. I'm glad that you both enjoyed the script enough to want to perform it. And that you enjoyed my jokes. I feel like if anything of my script writing career, it is to write really funny jokes or just to like insert them into sensual places and make them make sense, you know? So I'm glad that the person who had listened to previewed this enjoyed it.
Yep. Yep.
And I hope everyone who's listening will enjoy the incredible execution between Tom and Priest of these jokes that I wrote. So,
and that's how you do collabs. So, all right, that's what I wanted to cover. You got anything else, Tom?
Let me think here for a second.
No problem. Allie, you got anything else?
I just want to say thank you for letting me on this project. I'm excited to make a sequel if there's an interest in a sequel. Where we fuck while eating whatever food was designated at the end of the audio.
Oh my God.
Was it Thai food? Is that what it was?
I think it got cut out. Yeah, I think I cut it out. Because I was like, let the listener choose what he
that's
wants
right.
to eat. So that's I just right. cut
we,
it out.
That's right. We argued about what to eat, didn't we?
We did.
Exactly. And then I was just like, Priest won't remember, so I'm just gonna cut it out like entirely. He's not even gonna know that it was there in the first place.
Oh my God.
That's my dirty little secret, you know.
Yeah.
All right.
I would be down to do a sequel of this if there's interest in it. Because rehashing rehashing Mr. Fuckman, as I'm going to call him. Fuckman. I said fuck so many goddamn times. Oh my god. But rehashing that character would certainly be a lot of fun. Like, it's a dip away from my personality while also being right in line. So
yeah. I would agree with you. I mean, I feel the same way. There's certain elements of the mentor character that, yeah, okay, that's some of me and some of not, right? Like, mm-hmm. It's a blend. I think that's a fair statement for me as well.
Yeah,
I know. Cool. It was a blend between the tropes and your guys' actual personalities, you know?
All right, that's fair. That's a fair point.
Yeah.
That's a fair point.
But I must say, to the audience, look very much forward to a lot more of us three collabing together. If you enjoyed this collab, trust me, there's going to be a lot more in the future. They can't get rid of me, so...
Oh, by the way, somebody busted my chops today for a continuing series of some of the stuff we've talked about. So, all right. So with that tease, we'll just say, listeners, we hope you enjoy. And thanks, Allie. Thanks, Tom, for joining.
Of course.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Anytime, please. Thanks for fucking.
You know, I love you, baby.
I love how Allie's out here being like, ooh, so seductive. And then there's like, yeah, man. Yeah, that's cool.
I know. She throws it out there and then steps away from it. Not much passive aggressive going on there.
Wait, yeah. What? I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on.
I'm still kind of in interview mode even. So like,
I've been day drinking, so I really don't. You called me at a bad, a very interesting time, let me just say. Oh
my God. All right. We're going to let the listener go here.